This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Lynn, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise Biz Bytes on this Friday, the 5th of October. Just after 12 o'clock, I'm in the studio with...
Christine Wong.
Arvini Baraj.
The Terrible Twosome, of course, with you all the way through until 1. If you'd like to get in touch with the show today, 018-789-8899. It's Fun Friday. We've got some interesting fun topics. Not so serious today. We thought we'd loosen up a little bit on you guys. We had an SST show earlier on in the week, which was quite heavy. Mm-hmm. We thought we'd have a bit of fun today.
Yeah, it's all about life and death.
It is literally all about life and death. So if you'd like to get in touch, as I just mentioned, the WhatsApp number, I'll do it again, 018-789-8899, or you can get us on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio. So we will be starting off with a story. It originally came out of Singapore, this one, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Because a certain insurance company did a survey and they asked a whole bunch of people if they'd like to live to 100. And most of them responded by saying we are not wealthy or healthy enough to live to 100. Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd ask you guys, given the opportunity, and if you were healthy and wealthy enough, would you like to live to 100 years old? We have some opinions in the studio. Keep them to yourselves right now.
Okay.
And then we'll be letting you guys know our opinions. Then we're moving on to a story about AI and Burger King that is no longer AI, but is kind of. It's a funny story, so stick with us for that one. And then a new font that promises to boost memory, which could be very useful. Mm. And then we'll be wrapping up with a story about how to overcome the midday slump and why it's so difficult to be productive as you get closer towards the end of the day. Of course, with it being Friday and the end of the week, it seems like an ideal story. Mm. Right. Would you like to live to 100 is the question.
Yeah. So
is that your answer?
Yes, it is my answer. And it's also the answer that less than half of Singaporeans gave when Prudential did a study sometime in September. So they asked them if they would like to be centenarians, and like 55% of them said that they wouldn't want to be. The name of the research is Ready for 100, and it's written by the Economist Intelligence Unit, and they say they are not healthy or wealthy enough to live to that ripe old age. Mm. So only 29% of the 1,214 Singapore residents, so basically their whole population, surveyed said that they want to live to 100 years old. The report examines four areas that contribute to the length and quality of life: finances, health, work, and relationships. So one of the report's key recommendations is for Singapore residents to invest more in the ability to be productive for a longer time. And this is to ensure that they remain financially self-sufficient even in an advanced age, and reduces the risk of them outliving their retirement savings. Mm. So Singapore, as we know, has one of the world's fastest aging populations. So it is like very important that its residents embrace and tackle the silver tsunami, as they are calling it.
As soon as they're born, they're 25, is what you mean.
Yeah. Like Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
So they've given like some tips, and you know, like what they can do to sort of live a quality life if they get to that age. So preparing Singaporean residents to live to 100 will be a multifaceted effort that will involve policymakers, businesses, communities, and residents. This requires a mindset change to get people to break out of the traditional three-stage life model of school, work, and retirement, and to embrace the possibility of a multi-stage life. This could include cycles of earning and reskilling, and breaks the regeneration in between. So that's also interesting. So they're basically saying that if we follow the model that we have now, then none of us are covered enough to live to 100 unless we are very, very, very wealthy. So we have to sort of restructure it in a way that the retirement age has to go up. People have to keep working or finding some way to earn money past the age of maybe even 65, 75, even 80. Then you can have a good life if you're going to live to 100.
I was reading an article, I think it was yesterday, about some economist in the US who has suggested perhaps a little bit, you know, he's too excited about a few things, but he has said the way to fix this and to make sure that everybody is quote independently wealthy by a certain age is to give everybody who is born $60,000 when they're born, and then when they turn, and that money cannot be touched until they turn 21. So by the time you turn 21, because of inflation or one thing or another, there should be enough money there to last you until the end of your life. That is his argument, right? I don't think that's going to work, obviously. And there's nobody who's just going to say, here's $60,000 for a start. Mm. But the idea of living to 100 years old and mm-hmm. being healthy and wealthy is something that I find attractive. I would yeah. like to live to a grand old age and be healthy enough to enjoy life, to see the things that are out there that I'm not going to get the opportunity to while I'm living and working a traditional life.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't want to live to 100. So I'm the only voice of kind of opposition in the room at the moment. But for me, it's basically this thing where I like, it's so much work. And I think, you know, being healthy is of course important. And, you know, trying to make sure that you have enough money for your retirement is also important. But I'm here for a good time, not for a long time. So honestly, I'm really at a point where in my head, I'm like, also as you get older, you know, regardless of how healthy you are going to start to kind of slow down a little bit.
Of course.
There's going to be a lot of stuff that you're not going to be able to do. So I just kind of figure, you know, whenever I hit the peak of my life, whenever that may be, might have been 5 years ago, I don't know at this point, then, you know, just carry on as I go, really.
But there is a 93-year-old man in this country who has not slowed down.
Yes, but know. Have you seen how he diets?
Yeah, well, this is true.
I don't want to do that. I want to eat all of my curry, thank you very much, not just half.
I would not just 100, like if you gave someone the assurance of like quality and like that I didn't have to, you know, have like a bunch of health problems and stuff, then 200, 300, 400, right. whatever. It sounds like very, very attractive. But I guess, you know, the people who responded to this survey are more practical and they're thinking about maybe if they are in an age bracket where they're already having like health problems and they're seeing their health decline, then they're going like, you know, how much worse is this going to get?
Yeah.
And do I want to be... A lot of people I know say that they would want to live to 100. They just don't want to be burdens to their families.
Mm. Yeah, and you hear that a lot.
Yeah. So even people like friends that I talk to, they're like, yeah, I would as long as I'm able and I'm able to take care of myself, then it's fine. But if I'm going to be a burden to someone else, if I'm bedridden, if someone needs to sacrifice their time and money to look after me, then no.
And if I have to fork out, you know, like a quarter of my monthly income for insurance purposes or medical purposes and one, then it becomes that whole thing of like, right, okay, this is just too much.
The problem is that as long as you're alive, you're going to have responsibilities, really. That's really what it is.
That's the issue, is it?
Yeah.
You don't want the responsibility.
No, because even as you get older, you still have to worry about like who might take care of you and stuff like that, you know, regardless of if you have those people or not, you know, and regardless of whatever. So it's just one of those things where like if you aim to live to, aim for it, sure, but I don't really feel like I will, basically. It's just one of those things. I don't think it's very realistic.
Not if you're eating all the curry.
Well, which good time, not long time.
Which is interesting because they say that still based on this, I mean, according to this study, they say that only 2 in 10 Singaporeans who engage in the 150 minutes of physical activity per week as recommended by the Health Promotion Board or the HPB, while a majority say that they consume food such as cookies, cakes and candies, as well as white rice, noodles or bread daily, which increases their health risk as they age. Around a quarter of respondents say that the stress of caregiving hurts their familial relationships. So basically they're saying taking better care of your health, maintaining diverse relationships, saving for retirement and being open to learning and new work opportunities can make longevity a very positive experience.
Well, there you go. Right, folks, let us know what you think. We've had a few messages already during the talk set. Let us know. Get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Would you like to live to 100 if you're healthy enough and wealthy enough? Would you like to or not? And, you know, let us know either side why. And we'll have a little bit of a chat about it when we get back. We're going to take a music break with some music coming up from Against Me with High Pressure Low. And then we'll have our story about how Burger King's AI ads. Well, I'll just leave the rest of that. And when we come back, we'll talk about it. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.